Now let's talk about when you really should have gone to the doctor. And this is usually, this is like a guy thing. Although, you know, it's funny, on our Facebook page, someone said, you know, I think it's people who work in healthcare. We are the worst patients because we diagnose ourselves.
I can see that.
And then it's too late to, you know, to deal with something else. And like Heather said, I had a broken wrist for a week before I finally went to the doctor. I'm posting this so that my family doesn't out me first.
Oh, that's funny.
And imagine this. I would hope if you have a chainsaw injury, you would think I should go to the doctor.
Oh, my God.
Cassandra says my fiance cut his leg with the chainsaw and wouldn't go to the doctor.
Oh,
okay. Come on. I mean, women are guilty of it, too. I'm not saying it's only men, but guys do this thing. I'm fine.
Yeah.
And this, we brought this up because I could see people having the issue that I'm having right now, which is a wasp sting swelling. But I did call the doctor yesterday and went to the doctor and they checked it out and they said, you know, here's what to expect. And I could see someone getting stung and getting all swollen and being like, nah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm a big not go to the doctor.
I was going to say, you had like diverticulitis and you were literally lying on the floor. Well, you didn't know you had diverticulitis, but you had pains and were lying on the floor because it hurt so much. And I was like, Kelly, you're making a doctor's appointment today, right? And you were like, well, I was like, I will call for you.
It's like a time thing. The last time I went to the doctor was maybe 2 years ago. And because I waited so long, I ended up having pneumonia. And the doctor was like, you should have been in here a week and a half ago. So I don't know. It's just a time thing. It's like, do I want to add that into my day? I got housewives to watch. I got things to do.
But you know what takes a lot of time is having to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I know. It's true. But I almost said to you, you don't need to go to the doctor. They're just going to look at it and tell you you're fine.
That would have been great. Thanks.
I know.
Well, no, you were like, are you calling the, because you seemed a little nervous about it.
Okay. Well, yes, I was. I didn't realize
how
big it was.
My hand is very swollen. Yeah. So someone really should have gone to the doctor, but they didn't. 790-792-6278. Danny, listen, this is going to make, this kind of freaks me out because I have this sometimes where if certain things, if I'm not actively making sure that I chew my food, can get stuck.
Yeah.
But Danny says, I had steak stuck in my esophagus. It was not in my trachea. I could breathe just fine, but I couldn't swallow anything.
What?
I went on for 6 hours. Before I agreed to let my sister take me to the hospital, I ended up needing emergency surgery.
Whoa!
And then I had a second surgery to widen my esophagus. She says, chew your food.
That's terrifying.
Yikes.
I would go on a liquid diet.
Becca also ended up in emergency surgery because she waited. I still can't get over Cassandra's fiance who cut his leg with a chainsaw and said, nah, I'm fine.
Nope.
Like, what?
That's not okay.
790-792-6278. Should have gone to the doctor, but was like, I'm fine. should have known we would get a text about this.
What?
Stuck inside.
And
it was not a children's toy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is embarrassing.
You got to go fishing.
I waited for 2 days. Yeah.
Oh, 2 days. What did they think was going to happen?
I don't know.
It's stuck.
I don't know. All right, we got calls coming in and more texts. Karen has a comment about what I'm doing with my big blown up hand.
You should be wearing a sling of some type to put your hand up above your heart.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Instead of above your head like this, just get a sling.
And you can improvise by using a belt or a tie or just duct tape your hand to your shoulder.
Okay, I'm not duct taping my hand to my shoulder, Karen.
That's a better idea. Oh, we have a whip in here. I'm going to make the whip into a,
Let me explain. That was a joke that we bought back when the 50 Shades of Grey movie came out as a prop.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. I read the books.
Hello,
hey-o.
Karen.
75, so don't be excited.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. But not slowing down now.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Karen. I will. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to tie him up right now.
Well, any injury to your hand, you should hold it above your heart.
Hold it above your heart. Okay.
And that makes so much... Man, we're a couple of dummies.
I know.
Why didn't we think about that? You just wrap it up like that, like a sling type.
Yeah, sling's a good idea.
Wow.
Okay. Get the whip, Kel.
All right, done.
Thanks, Karen.
All right. Bye-bye.
Marissa, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Really should have gone to the doctor.
Yeah, this happened a few weeks ago. My roommate got an oil burn... second degree on her hand while making donuts.
Oh my God.
Waited about yeah, she waited about like a day and a half to go to urgent care because her boss told her to go because she literally had these giant bubbles on her palm.
Oh my God. On her palm too?
What's that?
On her palm too. So everything you touch and oh God.
Oh, because she was putting him in her palm and the oil. Ooh.
Ouch. No. Ooh, ouch.
Yep, her hand literally went right in the oil.
Oh, God, that's
how
terrifying.
How are the donuts?
So much for that batch. I guess you gotta ditch that batch. Oh, my God. All right. Thanks, Marissa.
You're welcome. Bye.
Oh, God. So here's the problem with this topic is we get stories that just make us cringe.
Well, and now I have a bunch more fears. I'm not making donuts now.
Lauren, were you making donuts?
No, but okay. I'm definitely not going to go down the donut road.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay, good. Really should have gone to the doctor, but didn't for some reason.
I was feeling sick for a week, and I decided to go visit my family in Connecticut, and I kept having to put ice cubes on my throat because my throat was in so much pain.
Oh.
And I woke up one morning and literally couldn't breathe or swallow. So I decided to go to the urgent care place. And
good idea.
Like, hey, I'm not feeling great. And the guy looked at me and he started an IV. And I was like, why are you starting an IV? Am I that dehydrated? He was like, nope, I just can't see your throat and you can't breathe because your tonsils are so swollen that you can't breathe. So,
what was it? Was it where you just, did you have an infection or?
Yeah, so I had a peritonsillar abscess. And,
I've heard of that. Nope.
It's one of my favorite bands in college.
I should have had emergency surgery, but ended up needing to get my tonsils taken out a couple of years later. So.
Yep.
If you can't breathe and your throat hurts, go to the doctor.
Good call, Lauren. Thank you.
There might be something growing in there.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thanks. Have a good morning. Bye.
You too. Oh.
What happened? Someone got something stuck again.
Yeah. I can't read that one at all.
Oh, my God.
Well, use your imagination.
Okay.
We'll leave that where it is. Okay. The moral of the story, go to the doctor. Better safe than sorry.
Yep.
Now whip it.
All right, Kel. Go get the whip.
Shake it up. Get straight.
You've been begging me to ask you for that for months now.
Let's go.
Get the whip.
It's not too late.
Whip me.
To whip.